Welcome once again to Cryptonomics, Principles of Cryptocurrency and Investing. So this is another clip from my friend Chris Guida, Bitcoin enthusiast and pretty smart guy. We talked about, will Bitcoin go to zero in 2020? And the answer is probably not. We'll get into that in a second. We also talk about the possible threats that could cause Bitcoin to go to zero, including some undiscovered bug, state interference, NSA spies infiltrating the Bitcoin team. Thank you so much for all those people sharing these videos and podcasts. Thank you for liking on Facebook and subscribing on YouTube, listening on your favorite podcast app, leaving comments on Steemit. I always see a great discussion there. People have varied opinions and we all learn something from each other. It's all very respectful, unlike a lot of social media. So thanks to all those people there. Let's get into it. Next question. Is it true that Bitcoin value will be zero in 2020?
No, it is not. I can say for absolutely certain that is false.
How do you know?
Well, because of the Lindy effect. There's this guy, Nassim Taleb, who wrote some books. One of them was Anti-Fragile, one of them was Black Swan. And he talks about this effect called the Lindy effect. Yeah. What it says is, you know, the longer something has been around, the longer still it is likely to be around. So if something has been around for 10 years, we can assume it's, you know, we can expect it to be around for another 10 years. If something has been around for, you know, 1,000 years, we can expect it to be around for another 1,000 years. And that pretty much holds, you know, if you analyze history. Yeah. So, I mean, basically, the longer Bitcoin sticks around and doesn't break and doesn't die, the less likely it is, in my view, that it will do so. It will go to zero or die or something like that. The more people that you have invested in it, the more effort and energy is being invested into keeping it around. Obviously, you know, I can't say 100% certain that it won't still be around in 2020, but to me, it seems extremely unlikely that it will go to zero before 2020.
Yes. Yes. What about this? You know, a related question. What kind of scenario would make Bitcoin actually be worth zero?
There's only a few scenarios that would make Bitcoin go down. That would make it go to zero. The first is there's some undiscovered flaw in cryptocurrency technology that just kills it. And again, the longer we go without somebody discovering that bug, the less likely it is that bug is there.
So the technology's been exposed to the wild for 10 years. Nobody's broken it yet.
Exactly. It's, Andreas Antonopoulos has a great video called Bitcoin is a Sewer Rat.
A rat is not going to have allergies. It's not going to sneeze because of a bit of pollen. This thing is already carrying 3 variations of the plague. Ellis shrugs it off. And that's exactly what Bitcoin is.
And he talks about how, you know, like a sewer rat has a really great immune system because it's constantly just, you know, just swimming around in crap, right? So, yeah. So it's really tough. And then Bubble Boy versus Sewer Rat, I think is what it was. And so the opposite of Sewer Rat is this Bubble Boy.
This guy is never exposed to any pathogens.
Right. Yeah. And so his immune system is very weak. And as soon as, you know, anything comes in contact with him, he just drops dead. So so Bitcoin is like the Sewer Rat. It's like Nassim Taleb would say, it's anti-fragile. The more people attack it, the stronger it gets. And you can be sure that people will be attacking it more and more in the following years. Another one would be somebody discovers a better technology than Bitcoin. Some other cryptocurrency, becomes more popular than Bitcoin, and people lose interest in Bitcoin because this new technology is even better. And I think, you know, that's probably likely to happen eventually in the next few hundred years. I would say that's likely to happen, but I don't see it happening in our lifetimes, although it's hard to kind of extrapolate out that far, that many years. The main reason I think that won't happen is because, in my view, Bitcoin can, you know, if any altcoin is threatening Bitcoin's market cap, you know, number one top dog position on the market cap list, then Bitcoin can just take whatever feature that altcoin has and incorporate it because it's open source software. So,
yeah. Well, I'd push back against that point a little bit because I know Bitcoin is always focused on doing things slowly. I mean, that's how things tend to be. They don't want to change things. They don't want to rock the boat too much. They want to take it slow and steady and try to build gradually. It is difficult for Bitcoin to absorb new features from altcoins because it has that philosophy of growing slow.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I guess I'm thinking of kind of like RSK, which is...
Rootstock.
Yes. Well, it used to be called Rootstock. Now it's called RSK.
Okay.
And it basically, it's a sidechain on Bitcoin. And it re-implements the Ethereum virtual machine. And so Rootstock does everything that Ethereum can do, except it's running on top of Bitcoin instead of on top of Ethereum. And there's kind of, I don't really see a reason why Bitcoin couldn't do something similar to that for basically any altcoin. They could just add that altcoin or a copy of that altcoin and just attach it to Bitcoin as a sidechain. If the Bitcoin core developers see a threat to Bitcoin, they fix it really fast. Their current philosophy is move slow and don't break things. But if there was a threat, you know, if there was another altcoin that was threatening to displace it, then I think the Bitcoin core developers would rise to the occasion. If the government forked Bitcoin and just, or if all of the governments of the whole world got together and said, like, we're going to fork Bitcoin, they could either fork Bitcoin's blockchain or they could just fork Bitcoin's code and launch, like, you know, their own Litecoin, basically. And then basically they could pump the shit out of it. I mean, governments have, you know, unlimited fiat currency. And so they could all kind of, like, this seems kind of a crazy thing for them to do, but, you know, it might come to this if they get desperate. You know, they could all get together and just pump the shit out of, you know, some new asset. If it's a completely decentralized cryptocurrency, eventually they'll lose control of it. But they will hold a large percentage of the coins. So, I mean, that's really, you know, they could pump it up so that it stays above Bitcoin's market cap for a significant amount of time. And that would encourage the world's population to invest in it. But then, of course, you know, they would dump it and then it would crash. And then, you know, who knows if it would end up beating Bitcoin in the long run. So, and then they're back to basically square one. You know, in the long run, you know, it's not much different from if Bitcoin just became the reserve currency because they wouldn't be able to control it. So yeah, I do think that Bitcoin is, because of how its technology works, well, and because of how markets work too. I mean, if Bitcoin were seen to be captured by a government, everybody would sell it and it would become worthless. I guess that's another threat to Bitcoin, is the governments of the world could conspire to capture Bitcoin somehow. I don't know, like arrest all the developers and track down all the node operators or something like that.
Well, that's something I thought about a couple of years ago. You were working for a large government organization and you realized that there was this new technology that was going to affect the possibility of your being employed. Then you probably go ahead and start trying to damage it, to attack it, to take it apart in any way you could. With the threat that Bitcoin and related technology pose, it would make sense for governments to try to infiltrate it. So what if some of the Bitcoin core developers are actually NSA agents or something like that?
Yeah, could be. we know that the Tor project is like being basically Sybil attacked by the NSA. I think the NSA runs like 90% of Tor's nodes or something like that. but they're still not that, you know, perfect at de-anonymizing people on Tor. And there are still dark markets out there operating over Tor that haven't been shut down. And every time they shut one down, you know, new ones pop up. I think they're losing that battle.
Thank you so much for listening to Cryptonomics. Thanks for leaving a comment on Steemit so you can get involved in the discussion there. Thanks for pressing like on Facebook, pressing subscribe on YouTube, and for being an all-round cool person. So you really made it. keep going in life, whatever challenges, just remember you can still be happy despite your struggles. May all your struggles be meaningful. Stay grateful.